This is All Things Considered on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Peter Biello. The strange and bitter Democratic primary in the 1st Congressional District got stranger and more bitter today. The State Democratic Party and Bedford businessman Sean O'Connor are trading fresh accusations. The Democratic Party says O'Connor asked to be paid to drop out of the race. O'Connor, meanwhile, says the party has defamed him. Both sides say they are ready for a possible court battle. Joining me now to talk about this is NHPR's Josh Rogers. Welcome, Josh.
Hey, Peter.
So, Josh, there's a lot going on here, and the back and forth has been ongoing for several weeks now. Let's start with Sean O'Connor's basic claim. What is it?
What Sean O'Connor, who is fairly new to New Hampshire politics, claims is that he's been a victim of a whisper campaign, that the political allies of Carol Shea Porter, including paid staffers and people of the Democratic Party, have tried to tar him as a domestic abuser. This apparently happened some time ago and may have coincided with a chance O'Connor says he had to introduce Bernie Sanders at a New Hampshire campaign rally during the New Hampshire primary. O'Connor never got to introduce Bernie Sanders, but according to O'Connor, the talk that he was a batterer swirled in Democratic circles. Here's how he put it to WMUR recently.
There was constant repetition of these rumors, and the rumor was that I was a perpetrator of this domestic violence. Well, only one person left the house on a stretcher.
Okay, and to be clear, O'Connor is talking about being carried out on a stretcher himself.
Yes. Sean O'Connor says he was a victim of domestic abuse, and he has an affidavit from the person who abused him. Now, the people O'Connor has accused of spreading these rumors have pretty much denied that they did so, but O'Connor does have State Senator David Pierce, who said he heard this talk from someone close to Carol Shea Porter, but Pierce stopped short of suggesting it was a plot on Shea Porter's part. O'Connor, though, throughout has demanded that Carol Shea Porter apologize, and he's threatened lawsuits over what he claims is a, quote, conspiracy. That kind of talk tends to be rare in state Democratic Party politics, frankly. Fights between party insiders and outsiders are more common in New Hampshire Republican politics. Democrats tend to keep a lid on that sort of thing when it props up.
Okay, so the statement from the New Hampshire Democratic Party lawyer, which essentially says, if you want to sue Sean O'Connor, we are ready. And by the way, press and public, Sean O'Connor asked to be paid to withdraw from the race. Is it fair to see this as an attempt to get O'Connor to go away or at least quiet down?
Well, if it was an attempt to do that, it didn't work. Sean O'Connor says the claims made by the Democratic Party are completely false, and in a written statement went on to make some pretty out there claims of his own. One, that the Democratic Party's lawyer implied that the party might use its influence to have O'Connor arrested on trumped up charges if he continues to fight over this. And another was that a state senator, Donna Soucy, had spread a rumor that O'Connor had planned to release rats into the kitchen of the Puritan backroom restaurant. O'Connor called that ridiculous.
Okay, a relief that there won't be rats released. But I have to ask, why would any political candidate think this sort of stuff would be helpful to get out there, even if it was all true?
Well, you know, I tried to get Sean O'Connor on the phone for a taped interview to ask questions along those lines. He declined, saying he thought his statement speaks for itself. You know, it may.
All right, Josh. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Peter.
That's NHPR's senior political reporter, Josh Rogers.